I'm in the Astronaut Hall of Fame, and I'm standing in front of a display with all sorts of memorabilia about space. And one of them is a letter written by astronaut Buzz Aldrin, dated 1997, August 28, and it's to a Mr. Ken Havcott in Merritt Island, Florida. And it says, "Dear Ken, I would like to share with you some of my personal experiences as one of the first two human beings to set foot on another world. In this letter, I will describe some of the extraordinary events I experienced firsthand during mankind's first landing on the moon. During our descent to the lunar surface, Neil and I were harnessed into the LM in a standing position. At the right moment, the engine ignited to begin the 12-minute powered descent. Unexpectedly, 6,000 feet above the surface, a caution light came on, indicating a computer overload. We pushed on, receiving three or four more warnings on the way down. At 500 feet, we saw the landing area was filled with rocks, so Neil quickly changed our trajectory and touchdown point. At 50 feet above the ground, we descended through the dead man zone. This zone is a critical height where, if engine failure occurred, we would have crashed to the surface of the moon. With only 10 seconds of fuel remaining, Neil and I touched down on the lunar surface at 4:17:42 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 20, 1969. Contact light. Okay, engine stop. I communicated back to Houston. Moments later, Neil radioed, "Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed." On the way to the moon, Mike and I asked Neil what he would say when he stepped onto the surface, and he replied that he had not yet decided. Then, at 10:56 p.m., the question was answered as I heard Neil say, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." 15 minutes later, I joined Neil on the surface. I looked around and remarked that the surface was beautiful, beautiful, magnificent desolation. We next conducted a series of experiments, set up the American flag, and uncovered the commemorative attached to the front of the LM. The flag remained upright, but precariously so, and I dreaded the possibility of the flag collapsing in the lunar dust in front of the TV camera. We next received a call from President Nixon. Neil, as commander of the flight, did all the talking. Finally, after a stay of 21 hours on the surface, liftoff was on schedule and uneventful. During liftoff, I was concentrating on the computer, but did look up long enough to see the flag fall over. On the morning of July 24, 9 days after departing the Earth, we re-entered the Earth's atmosphere at 25,000 miles per hour. Minutes later, three orange and white parachutes opened, and we floated down through a bank of clouds as big and lush as the ocean they cover. I was so used to the starkness of space that the sensation of looking out at a hazy early morning on Earth was a welcome change. Moments later, we landed with the grace of an old freight elevator, and the incredible voyage of Apollo 11 was over. In reflection, I think of the plaque left on the moon. It reads, "Here men from the planet Earth first set foot upon the moon. We came in peace for all mankind, July 1969 AD. I often wonder when human eyes will next read those words. The flight of Apollo 11 was a defining moment in human history, when mankind lifted itself from its earthly cradle and began its long journey to the stars. Most sincerely, Buzz Aldrin, Lunar Module Pilot, Apollo 11.